let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Ananta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about fake booking sites and other sorts of travel scams. It seems to be a growing list. But what are we talking about when we're talking about these fake booking sites?
So basically, it's cyber criminals that are capitalizing on vacation demands. Like, as summer travel surges and people get more interested in, you know, travel, there's these dark web travel agencies, and they post ads on open web and nice looking fake booking sites. And so when a traveler books on them, scammers charge them, you know, the fee or the price of the package. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's not real. Like, you're not getting a vacation. You're compromised with your type of form of payment that you use. So it's quite prevalent in this today's world. And in fact, Flight Center, they commissioned a survey that revealed that 32% of Canadians have fallen victim to travel scams, and half of those involving Gen X travelers, reports by CP24. So I'm sure everybody gets various emails from different companies saying, like, for example, what we were chatting about, you haven't paid something, or mm-hmm. they've gone ahead and they've charged for a subscription and such. Mm-hmm. So you do have to be wary. AI gets involved. Like, they have AI generated fake booking sites, and AI is now being used to create realistic counterfeit websites for hotels, flights, tour packages. These fraudulent sites offer mirror trusted platforms, luring your users with quote unquote unbeatable deals. Mm-hmm. So you need to be aware. Don't click on links. Look at how to stay safe. They say, you know, double check the URLs to see if they have that HTTPS encryption. Mm-hmm. Book directly with well-known travel agents, airlines, hotels. Be wary of random offers via email or social media. So it's you really do have to be use that term, buyer beware, right?
Mm-hmm. Got to have your guard up.
It's interesting because it's not just booking sites, right? The Better Business Bureau warns that consumers unaware of the passport renewal process can also fall victim to scammers as well. What happens is that websites impersonating, for example, in the States, the U.S. Department of State offer help with international travel visas and passports, but then they charge a high fee and mm-hmm. then try to get you to enter your personal information. And the website may be even listed as sponsored, according to the BBB. It might say you need to fill out certain forms and mm-hmm. submit a processing payment, but you should not have to pay a fee when you are filling out required forms for a passport renewal. You mm-hmm. only need to pay for the renewal itself, and it's usually at the passport office.
Yes. I was going to say, getting back to the fake booking sites, if the deal sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And even now, we always talk about using a trusted travel advisor. This would be one way to avoid all of that, right?
Absolutely, because we recognize, you know, with our suppliers, our tour operators, what are scams. We are trained in it. They tell us, you know, what to do and what to look for. And we use authenticated sites when we're doing research and bookings. And, you know, we have the opportunity to talk to a live person to make sure that everything is in place. And mm-hmm. I think when you're on the web, you don't always have that opportunity of chatting with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Well, and nowadays with AI, as you're mentioning, it's really easy to make a fake website. Like, I don't know very much about AI, but I'm pretty sure I can go on ChatGTP right now and say, create a travel website, blah, 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 give all the particulars that I want, and it's done in seconds.
And it's not just a consumer that gets affected. Recently, WestJet was affected by a cyber attack, mm-hmm. as well as Qantas. And, you know, they will send out notes to or emails to their guests and say, this has happened. We're watching as far as, you know, what data was compromised. And they try and tell you as well. And then mm-hmm. they give you hints as how to be on your guard or be aware.
Yeah, there's lots to be wary of, and you really do have to have your guard up. Going back to that Flight Center survey, 32% of Canadians fallen victim. Those are the ones that admit it. I'm yes. sure it's, that number is probably a lot higher because a lot of people are embarrassed to admit that they've fallen victim to not just a travel scam, but any kind of scam, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it could be as simple as somebody setting up a GoFundMe to help somebody, but really mm-hmm. are using those funds for the purpose that are stated.
I know, right? The scammers are good.
Yeah. I'd say your best defense is a trusted travel advisor and a healthy dose of street smarts.
And we'll use all the cliches, buyer beware. So if yes. it sounds too good to be true, it is. And yeah. Always have your guard up. So good advice. Good tip. So Dana Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. Her website is onantaforbes.com. Always great to chat, Onanta. Thank you.
You take care.